I was here when the police chief had the press conference and said, we have our eyes on Brian Laundrie, we know where he is, and we're not gonna tell the media, but we know where he is. And then I think it was the next day that suddenly he was missing. I mean, how did that happen?
Well, I think you have a situation where you're working on intelligence, you're working on the best that you have. And I think what I'll tell you is that at no time did we make, you know, we weren't lying. We weren't trying to say something to anybody. We were holding that press conference to be transparent about what was going on. I mean, and what would be in our benefit to say that if we thought it wasn't true? You know, no investigation's perfect.
Was he under surveillance? I mean, did you have eyes on him?
What I'll say to that is that we were doing everything within the law that we could with the facts and the circumstances that were at that time.
Do you have any idea how he got away?
What I'll say is that that is a consistent, something that we're working to figure out. As far as how we got away, I don't even know how to answer that.
Well, what I mean is, you know, if he was staying with his parents at the house, and I was out there, there were a lot of police outside the house a lot of the time.
Why didn't you see him?
I didn't see him, and I was out there. Police were out there. I mean, we've heard stories. Could he have gone out a back door? Could he have, you know, run through a yard? I mean, do you have any idea?
Yeah. No. I think certainly what the family has told us is that he drove out to the park and walked out into the woods. I think that is certainly on the table.
Do you believe the family at this point? Is there reason to not believe them?
Yeah. At this point, everything that I've learned and we figured out is I don't know necessarily what to believe anymore. I think it's certainly possible that they're expressing what they know, but we'll see. I mean, this is an ongoing investigation that will continue to evolve. And. You know, I think you saw yesterday the family was out there helping in the search. I think, you know, it's a sign of them trying to work with investigators. So I hope that is, you know, the beginning to maybe more of what they know.
Is there anything more you can share with the Mustang situation? Because so many people are confused that he drove in the Mustang and then his parents would go get the Mustang and bring it back without him. I mean, it doesn't really make sense in some ways.
No, I agree with that. I mean, we've said from the beginning, there's a lot of oddness here, a lot of things that just didn't make sense. I mean, if your son walks out there now, they're saying on a Monday, you know, to report that on a Friday, and then be confused on what day that was. I mean, there's a lot of things that are odd there.
Based on what you do know, do police believe that Brian Laundrie is still alive?
It's possible. I certainly think that it would not surprise me if he is. Wouldn't surprise me if he's not.
Is it 50-50 in your mind? Do you have an inkling one way or the other?
I mean, I guess if we had to put odds on it, I would say that that's probably pretty close. You know, I think I don't want to. We've gotten in a little bit of an issue by thinking we knew something, you know, and I just don't know that it does any good to say, oh, I think he's alive or dead. I think it's certainly possible one way or the other.
So interesting to hear police say that right now. They think it's basically 50-50 whether or not Brian Laundrie is dead or alive. They were pretty forthcoming with many things in that interview, other things they told us they couldn't talk about because of the FBI. And you have to imagine there's a lot that police know, obviously, that they're not putting out to the public.
Right.
Marnie?
It struck me, Brian, he just said a lot of oddness. I mean, you can clearly tell in his hesitation to even answer your questions. He's thinking about what he can share, but clearly just a lot of holes that we all agree just don't add up at this point. So I wonder if the FBI right now is in control of the investigation, what role is Northport Police playing in all of this, if any?
Yeah, that's a good question. So the FBI is definitely in control. They are the lead agency. They're controlling everything. I asked that question today, and I was told that Northport PD does have a seat at the table. That's how they describe it. And I can tell you, at least here in Northport and with the search at the reserve, it is mostly Northport police officers who are out there actually conducting the search, obviously, though, under the command of the FBI.
What's happening with that search today? Were you able to get out there? Were they as busy as they were in the last day?
not as busy as what we've seen in past days, at least from what we could see. I mean, you have to remember it's 24,000 acres, so it's hard to keep track of exactly what they're doing, but it does not appear there was as much going on there today. And we know that the Laundries, Christopher Laundry, was not out at the reserve today.
The other thing, Brian, we keep hearing is these multiple sightings of Brian Laundry, whether it's in North Carolina today, I read as far away as Montana. Are they saying anything about these sightings and how they're going about investigating them?
Well, Northport Police today said again that none of the sightings have been confirmed at all. We know that they are investigating because Dennis, the hiker, the one along the Appalachian Trail, told me yesterday that he had a 45-minute interview with the FBI in person. So they're obviously taking these situations seriously, but nothing confirmed so far.
Real quick, Brian, before I let you go, I know you've been in touch with the Laundry family attorney. Any updates from him tonight?
No real updates from him. I mean, he did confirm to us that there were no plans at this point for Christopher Laundry to go back out to the reserve and help with the search at this point. But that's really been the latest from the attorney today.
All right, Brian. Thank you very much.